Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 80s Flophouse Podcast. My name is Richie. I'm here with the Flophouse crew. We got Dusty, Tony, Ryan, and Jimmy. Hey, boys.
Hey.
Richie.
Hey.
We've come so far since the 80s. We live so much better in 2023 than we did back then. We have the internet. We have mobile devices, Amazon.com. We have confidential online ordering for hair regrowth and pills. So tonight we're going to dig in on a few topics and see if we've progressed or regressed over the last 40 years. So let's do some 80s this or that. You ready, guys?
Let's do it.
Ready, Rich. Already nice. Sounds like we regressed. Yeah. Or stayed the same, right, guys?
A little bit. This episode's sponsor is Saddleback Portable X-Ray. If you're unable to get to the doctor or imaging center and your physician requests you to have an in-home X-ray, visit us on our website at Saddleback Portable X-Ray. Saddleback Portable X-Ray has been serving Southern California since 1968. If you're a large hospital or a surgery center and require imaging equipment on a temporary basis, we also have lease programs available to fit your operational needs. We'll see you at Saddleback Portable X-Ray.
How's your guys' week?
It's good. Great. Good. I've been doing taxes. And I know you're asking.
Tell us a bit about that.
Don't you too? Dude. Last day is like Friday, Thursday.
I've been doing them all week, and then tomorrow morning I have another appointment. So,
yeah,
it's always
fun. You know what's funny though? I started doing taxes, and now on Instagram, it's like all IRS audits, like protection. Like, are they watching what I'm doing? Like, I'm putting some things in there and just trying to get those, you know, get the tax bill down. I'm in the right direction, but it's like, Are you getting audited by the IRS? I'm like, what the heck? And all my Instagram ads, it's crazy.
Turn this one in, you are.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, are you watching me? What's going on? Oh my gosh. But I do have one other thing though that happened. I was hurrying to get to the, I thought we were starting earlier, and I was hurrying, taking a shower, and Manscaped product. Have you guys used that? Yeah, like the crop something. It's like growing wash or whatever. But I put it on my face, and I was hurrying, and I thought it was like the, you know, the liquid soap, and I had this like reaction, like but it probably, when it comes right down to it, it's probably not that different than like liquid soap, but. Anyway, just the thought of that on my face was not a good feeling. So anyway, I scrubbed my face extra hard.
I have a confession to make, Ryan, and I figured now would be the best time to do it, you know, to get it off my chest. Back in the day when we were all roommates together, you left your razor out. You're like Norelco, and I used it to manscape. I did wipe it down afterwards, but I just, sorry, buddy.
I was wondering, because that thing was never quite worked the same.
And it smelled, I'm sure.
I know when we all lived together, at some point we inadvertently used somebody else's toothbrush.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I know that happened at least once myself, but...
For manscaping?
No, toothbrush.
Well, whose?
I'd have to think who was living there at the time. Was either Billy or you, Dust, when we were living with Tony. Don't go.
Oh, that was that. That was at Tony's place, not 40th Street.
No, at Tony's condo.
Oh,
you replaced me, so it probably wasn't me.
Oh, it was probably Billy then. Nice. Okay. Billy.
I'd probably gag a little bit after that. That would make me gag a little bit.
Yeah.
If I looked down and said, "Oh my God, this is not my toothbrush."
I mean, not to get off topic, but are you guys gaggers when you brush your teeth?
Oh, huge. Oh, in the morning is the worst.
Yeah. Your wife's morning, like, Jimmy, would you be quiet?
Yeah. Like, sound like a dog getting ready to vomit.
Have you ever vomited, though?
I've gotten close, but I've always got to brush my tongue, and it's the worst. And everybody says, like, pant like a dog or go side to side. And it always happens.
I feel you, Jimmy.
That never happens to me. I'm not a gagger.
Nice.
I almost said
we all looked away
that nobody here is going to say they don't have a game. Okay. Toothbrush, whatever.
Well, this is starting off on the right track. This or that, right?
Nice. Ryan, yeah. Why don't I throw it over to you? Let's get started on tonight's subject.
All right. So, yeah, like Richie said, we're talking about this or that, comparing things we liked in the 80s compared to things we like now, which is better. So we're going to freeform it a little bit. And we're just going to we'll go around the horn and start talking about it. So why don't you start off there, Dusty?
Oh, thanks.
What inning is it?
Dusty, are you watching the baseball game during our podcast?
I'm not. I got Dusty, it here, but I'm not watching it. Dusty. I'm debating on which topic do I want to choose first.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You're typing in AI right now. I can see you.
No. So I'll go with something we're all familiar with then as air travel. So now, like, you know, I recently flew to North Carolina on Delta. Had a nice screen on the seat back. I could watch movies, TV, music, listen to podcasts. I looked up to see if they had ours, but they didn't. But shame on I know. I sent a strongly worded email to Delta.
Thank you, Dusty. Thank you.
Way to go, Dusty.
But
you remember, might have a career in politics, but go ahead.
Yeah. No, we probably didn't fly a whole lot, but in the 80s, if you didn't take something with you, you're just sitting there the whole time.
Reading a book.
Yeah.
With pages in it, you know, soft cover.
Analog.
Or a newspaper, trying to read a newspaper with somebody sitting next to you.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and I think comparing this or that, plane flight, didn't they smoke back then? They have a little ashtray.
They had a smoking section, which was the same, which was like two seats in front of me. So it's like, why are we doing this?
Wasn't it the back of the plane too?
Where was the smoke? I just remember having. I was thinking that was so stupid. Like it travels everywhere in the plane.
If it was in the back of the plane, that's so dumb. Because if you get in a car or a plane crash, if you're in the back, you have a better chance of surviving. And if you're smoking, you really don't care about your life. So why put them in the safest seats? Put them up front.
Yeah. And you have all the oxygen containers. It's just like crazy.
Yeah. You didn't see too many designer vapes back then. You know, the electric designer vapes. It was all the Camels and the Salems and the Winstons, the Marlboros, all that, you know. That stuff that goes straight to the lungs, you know.
Oh yeah,
just get it done.
Your
right
own.
Yeah. Was it Ryan? Was it your grandpa? Not to get too far off. Your grandpa like reached to roll his own.
Oh man, he was good at it too.
Dang.
Yeah.
Oh, Snoop
little zigzag Snoop, papers.
Snoop would have been proud of him.
One handed.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. But, you know, let me comment on that. I think that was a good time because people smoking the plane, it just meant you were so much more tolerant. I mean, nowadays it's like everybody would just fly off the handle. You know, I don't know. I kind of like the fact that people could smoke and you just had to deal with it and you learned to deal with it.
I don't like it because that's why I have to use an inhaler now. All the smoke blown in my face. Oh my gosh, that's why, you know, when we were talking about being hotbox, we're definitely hotboxed in a plane
30,000 feet.
Yeah,
I thought it was from all those casino days, Ryan.
Yeah, well, that too. Yeah,
but you know what, Dusty, speaking of travel, the one thing I did enjoy is I don't know about you guys, but TSA is just like, that's why I prefer to be like pre-TSA or do all that stuff because just I miss the days when you could just walk right up to the gate and, you know, say goodbye to your, you know, your friends and loved ones and family members.
Hang out with them.
Yeah. And it's like, I'm always the guy at TSA they pat down too. I don't know if I have that look or what it is.
You but do.
They're like, go ahead. Yeah, exactly. So they're like, sir, could you step over there? And it's like, inevitably, one of my family members, just to, as a joke, will stick like a little tiny water bottle in my backpack. And they do it like every time. So I'm scouring through my backpack to make sure they don't play a joke on me. You know, it's like, sir, you can't take this on. I don't have anything. They pull out the water bottle. It's like, you guys, you got me again.
I know, it's unfathomable that we could just walk to without any checking of our luggage. You just walk straight right to the gate. That was it.
I miss those days, man.
Yeah, me too.
Mine's a little bit off of air travel, but I was thinking like villains of the 80s versus villains now.
Oh, yeah.
So I was thinking, who's a better villain? Hans Gruber from Die Hard or Anton Chigurh from No Country for Old Men?
Ooh, that's a good one. Dang.
They're both psychopaths, but yeah. I think Chigurh's got them beat. He was just a little bit more demented and scary.
Gosh. You know, Jimmy, I have to say, but for back in the day, Hans Gruber, like, the first time I remember watching that the first time, I heard going, this dude is a bad man. And now I feel like we've progressed so much that the guy really has to be an over the top psychopath to do it. But yeah, I think you're right.
But you know, when he found Hans Gruber and Hans Gruber acted like one of the hostages, changed his accent and everything. Dude. I was like,
No, that's a good one.
Seeing I feel Anton. Guilty. I don't think I've seen that second movie.
I don't, me neither. That's I'm just.
I haven't seen. I obviously have seen Die Hard, but
yeah. No Country for Old Men.
Yeah, dude, you haven't seen No Country for Old Men.
Oh, I haven't.
Nope.
Oh my goodness! At one point, he goes into a convenience store, and he gets annoyed with the clerk or whatever, and he says, "Call heads or tails." And the guy's like, what do I have to win or what do I have to lose? And he goes, you have everything to lose.
Yeah, that was cold money.
He called like heads and he put it down and he's like, what time do you guys close around here? He's like, well, we're getting ready to close pretty soon because he was getting freaked out. Uh-huh. And Chigurh was like, do you and your wife live in the back there? Is that where you guys live? And he's like, yeah, we got to get going. we're closing up right now. That scene is
creepy.
I don't like that.
He has that look to his haircut, dude. Yeah. That haircut is like, he's got like a bob. It's like curled under.
It's like it's supposed to be the 70s. It's Woody Harrelson's in that.
He is.
I always thought Grumpier Old Men was like comedy. Is that what you said, Jimmy? Grumpier Old Men?
No Country for Old Men.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry about that. Okay.
It's pretty close, though.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, close, Sam. All right. That's a good one, Jimmy. If I'd seen the movie, I'd give my full on opinion, but I haven't seen it. So, yeah.
I'm sorry. I thought everybody would have seen it. My fault.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's pretty good.
So I saw it, Jimmy.
That should be submitted to the committee before you make that kind of topic, Jim.
Right. Come on, Jimmy.
Yeah. I was going to talk about smoking and vaping.
Oh, yeah. There you go, Rich.
All right, Rich.
Okay. And we've kind of already covered it a little bit, but I guess my point to that one was that, you know, if you're going to smoke, that's terrible, but at least be legit and smoke. I think people I see vaping are such posers, and it's like these weird contraptions now that they're holding, and I don't know.
Dude, anyway. it's almost like a cult in and of itself, Rich. You know, like you see guys like back in the day, we would like check out the new rims we put on our cars, or you know, the new cassette we bought, or you know, something of along those lines. Nowadays, I see these like young kids, and they'll be like, hey, dude, they'll like be looking at each other's vape. Does it have this like feature on it? And like, I got the end of mine anodized. And it's like they're tricking out their vapes nowadays. And it's like, wow, there's a whole nother, a whole genre of like vaping going on. You know, it's like back in the day, it was just, do you want the hard pack or the soft pack? I don't even think they make soft packs anymore, do they?
I doubt it.
Yeah. I have all no idea. I couldn't.
All I see is when I go to get, you know, I occasionally dip into my vice, the lip pillows. I'll look up and I see like all of the hard packs, and you know, I was just like the other day, I'm talking to the dude behind the counter at 7-Eleven or Circle K, wherever I was, and I'm like, hey man, like, what happened to all the soft packs? And he was like, he looked at me like, I don't even know what you're talking about, dude. what do you want?
Like, can you guys remember the first time you saw someone vaping? I was in Texas. I was at a conference and I saw this guy, like this smoke billowing out. Like, I thought he had like dry ice. I thought it was like dry ice. Yeah. He's doing like some kind of magic trick. I was like, whoa, did you see that? Like, hit the guy next to me. You see it? But yeah, then that was the first time I was like, what? That's a thing?
Yeah, it's almost like, Brian, it's almost like they're like, hey, I just want everybody in the whole room to know that I vape, you know, that I smoke. It's just, you can't even see the guy. It's like, you're right. It's like just
this that smells like cotton candy.
Exactly. Talk about encouraging kids to start early, man. The other one I smelled the other day smelled like a Jolly Rancher, like an apple Jolly Rancher.
Yep. And here's the thing. The somber part is that it's dangerous stuff. It's very addictive. Yeah. And, you know, it causes some very severe lung damage. Good. So it's you know, something to be reckoned with. You want to stay away from that, but it's like cigarettes. I mean, pick your vice, but I don't know. I think vaping might even be worse. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm going to go full circle back to tobacco.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. How about maps versus GPS? You know, they talk about distracted driving, you know, with GPS or with phones. But remember, like, you print MapQuest out and you're trying to go through 20 pages of papers while you're driving. I'm sorry. I'm going to pick, you know, GPS every time. It tells you where to turn, how far ahead. You know, you're not studying MapQuest, and, you know, it takes like, you have to have a, you know, co-pilot to do it with you. And it's just like, crazy what we
My kids are amazed that we drove from Colorado to New York using just, we went to AAA and they printed out maps or gave us maps and, you know, green lined the line all the way to New York. And my wife just navigated and I drove. And they're like, doesn't even sound safe.
Yeah. You know, Jimmy, I think they called those trip ticks. I never understood why the trip tick.
No, you're right.
I think that, I just remember that. I never understood why they called it a trip tick, but maybe a trip ticket or something. I don't know. But yeah, that was cool. I used to do the same thing. I'd be like, you know what? I'm not even going to hassle with this. I have a AAA membership. I'm going to call them. We're heading from here to here, and I'll swing by after work and pick up the map. That was boss. I still, you know, what's funny is, like, I know that earlier on in one of our social media posts and our podcast, I went by a AAA and got a map. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't know. I know that GPS is much safer, and I'm not a fan of MapQuest, but I do enjoy, I must say that and maybe this brings out the old 80s guy in me. I really do like still like stopping by, grabbing a map and just kind of looking at it. You know, this is the direction we're going to be going. And, you know, everybody rolls their eyes and is like, oh my God. But it's like, I don't know. Maybe it's
the nostalgia. But you're in a parking lot at like a super, like one of those huge truck stops, and you've got your map across the hood of your car.
Like with the Marlboro sticking out the side.
Yeah. And you look at the map, you're angry, and you throw down your cigarette and get in your car and slam it.
That's awesome. I love that. I love that image that was just painted there. That so reminds me of like younger days, back in the day type thing, you know. That's awesome. There, you got a koozie with a silver bullet or something in it. You got the map with a, you know, something hanging out the side. You're looking at on the hood of the car. Yeah. Everybody's talking at the same time. No, dude, I think you go that way. No, man, I think we take, you know, route 71 off the 52.
Oh, yeah. Man. And don't get us started on folding the maps.
No, dude.
Well, the worst is if you got lost and you had to go ask somebody, you took your map with you and then you spread it out on their and said, so where are we? And they're like pointing at the map. Now, which way do I need to go? And they're.
Totally. What I was thinking is when we picked this topic, I was like, okay, you know, there's a lot of different ways we could go. I was thinking, you know, do we go pop culture? Do we do travel, which we did cover some of that? Do we do technology, gadget type stuff? Do we do music and entertainment? So I was just like, jotted down a few things. And I was thinking about a few things. And I was thinking back in the day, like, you know, comic books. And were you, you know, were you guys, were you Marvel or were you DC guys?
Oh, gosh.
To be honest, I didn't even know the difference until
recently,
2 years ago.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's fair enough. But it was funny because when Jimmy was talking about villains in movies, I was thinking about like, you know, were you more of a Superman guy or a Batman guy? You know, that type of thing.
Batman.
You know, I really like this. I mean, Superman was dope as heck. Don't get me wrong, but I really like the kind of dark story behind Batman. You know,
his
parents were, you know, killed
murdered and then, in front of him.
Yeah, and then he, you know, he's this eccentric billionaire that's gonna right the wrongs, kind of vigilante guy. It's kind of cool. So, yeah, and I was thinking, you know, along those lines, you know, I think I'd mentioned to you this to you guys previously. Were you more like a back in the day? Were you more a Star Wars guy or a Star Trek guy?
I was definitely Star Wars.
Yeah, Star Wars, I think I was Star Wars.
Yeah,
I did like Star Trek though. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah, there weren't that many seasons of Star Trek, to be honest. Weren't there like only like 300 or 400 total? No, the initial series.
Oh, the initial. Yeah. They branched off into all these weird stuff. And that's when I mean, like sorry for any Trekkies out there, but I'm an OG Star Trek guy, man. I liked, you know, Leonard Nimoy and, you know, William Shatner and, you know, those guys. What about you, Dusty? Were you a Trekkie or were you a Star Wars guy?
Probably more Star Wars, but like what Rich was saying, you know, yeah, there were only 3 or 4 seasons and they were out when like we were born. So all we saw were reruns, really.
Yeah. True. Yep. It's funny because I think I was more of a Star Wars guy, you know, when everything's said and done. But I remember Star Trek, my dad and I watching that, and that was kind of a fond memory I had. I liked that. So and to catch it up to today, are you guys more of a Netflix or a Disney Plus for streaming?
Ugh. Neither.
I hardly ever look at Disney Plus. I'm all Netflix.
Okay. Right on.
We canceled Disney Plus, but I do miss The Mandalorian. Wasn't that one on Disney Plus? Yeah, I like that.
What about Harry Potter or Lord of the Rings?
Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
Harry Potter?
Yeah. No. I know. Isn't it weird? Like one of my kids is totally into Harry Potter. When we went to Universal Studios, they're like, oh, we got to do Harry Potter. And I'm like, Harry Potter. All right. I'm more of a Lord of the Rings guy too, Richie.
Lord of the Rings.
My precious. Coke or Pepsi?
Coke. That one I can answer definitively.
Nice. I was Coke for a long time. Then I got COVID and Coke tasted like chemicals, so I quit drinking Coke for a long time.
So what do you drink during the day?
Orange or grape or Dr. Pepper.
Yeah,
I just can't do Coke Pepsi because it tastes like chemicals. I don't know why. You're
a Fanta guy.
I don't drink soda anymore either, but I was a Coke guy back in the day.
Yeah, I like Pepsi products, Dr. Pepper being one. But But I don't know. I'm not very passionate about Coke versus Pepsi.
Okay. What about coffee and tea?
I have a question first for Ryan.
Okay. Yeah.
Ryan, have you ever seen somebody drinking just a regular Pepsi and then decide that you hate them?
No.
No.
Rich. Or
I've seen people drink it. I don't like them when they do.
Prejudges them.
Yeah. I mean, it just doesn't matter. Like, I go to a restaurant and I'll say Coke, and then they'll say, "Oh, we don't have Coke. Pepsi, okay?" I was like, "Yeah, Pepsi's okay." So it's like, no, I'm not real passionate. So if that were you, you'd be in their
flip
face.
Out. He'd walk out.
Yeah, I'd walk out.
No, I will drink it. I'm just saying, when I see other people drinking, I don't like them because it's just a poor choice.
Poor choice.
It actually, I think I knew somebody growing up that drank Pepsi that I didn't like. So that's I guess that's where I'm going with that.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Well, that makes sense.
I wanted to start an argument here. Are you with you guys on modern technology? Are you guys iPhone guys, or are you Android users?
Oh gosh, don't get us started, Tony.
Nice.
On our chat.
I think
group.
We could have had a whole podcast on that and just really got into each other's faces here.
Oh yeah. We can't send videos. We can't name our chat.
Whoa, Ryan's throwing shade already.
So anytime we want to share videos, we have to have a private chat without the two Android users. It's terrible. I want you guys part of our group sharing videos, high tech. Folks,
yeah. Maybe the two Android guys have stuff without you guys as well.
Maybe you do, but what do you guys got?
They have secret chats and stuff that are especially for Google. They don't advertise it.
Can you share videos back and forth, high quality videos, just by texting?
Absolutely, Dustin and I do all the time.
But okay, really?
Yeah,
are you just pulling my leg? You can
like
share
concerts.
A video?
Dustin shares concert, videos with
lying.
Me
you guys,
and pictures.
Can Android users do that without doing Google links? I'm not talking about Google links. You can share video, high quality.
Absolutely, we can.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whole new world.
It's a Neuralink thing. Also, it's built in.
This podcast just got very interesting. Yeah. I always say to my Android friends, because our house is split right in half. Does your new 15 have titanium on it? Take that.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You laid it down, Tony.
I did. I put the titanium right down on it.
Well, Android, they have like 20,000 phones. Like, their product line is crazy. Like, all the different versions. I don't know. I guess I don't know enough about it, but it just, there's a lot. Aren't there, guys?
There are a ton of phones out there. Flip phone was my favorite.
Okay. Yeah. If I was going to go to Android, I would do the Z Fold. Nice, big, huge thing that I could carry around in my pocket that would just really weigh me down. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
It's just the operating system for Android. It's so good. You know, you could put it in a folding phone or you can have a regular phone, you know?
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I don't miss my iPhone conversations that much. So,
yeah. Oh, are we done with that conversation?
Probably do a pause on that if you want.
All right. How about plastic or glass? Let's just change directions.
Glass. You
know, back in the day, we had glass everything, right? Milk.
Glass was perfect.
Yeah.
Glass. It was
substantial. It felt like you got your money's worth, right?
Right.
Now, all this plastic.
I like it too, because if you dropped it, there were some real severe consequences.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you had to really pay attention.
Yeah. You could use it as a weapon. I mean, that's just like
multiple uses. Yeah. Magnifying glass to start a fire.
You know?
Hold your screws and nails.
Oh, yeah.
Damn straight, Jimmy.
Sure.
100%. A lot of them were just washed out jelly jars that your parents bought.
100%.
Those are fine glassware at my house.
Same here, Jimmy. Same here.
Did you guys ever get milk at your door?
Yeah.
Yes. Talk about this before? Okay.
Yep.
No.
I get made fun of whenever I bring that up in my family. Like, Dad, how old are you? I was like, yeah, no, the milkman, I swear, he brought it to our door.
Yeah.
You could get the 4-pack or the 6-pack or the 8-pack.
They had the foil.
Yeah.
They had the peelable foil on the thing. 100%. And you could get chocolate milk. Yeah. We used to get one regular, one chocolate.
Yep. You had to shake it up because you could see the chocolate on the bottom when you got it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that chocolate milk was good. That was
so
good.
That's the real stuff. Creamy as heck.
Yep.
Dang.
Yeah. Extra lactose.
Yeah.
Extra.
Give it all to me, dude. I want the whole milk too, man. Don't give me that none of that.
Yeah. Don't shave the cream. Like,
no,
the
dude. No. I want to have a milk mustache when I'm done.
I thought you said I want the whole cow.
That was the butcher delivery service. Yeah.
All right. Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Well, I think it's that time for get to know the floppers. What do you guys think?
Let's do it.
Oh, man.
Right on. It is time to get to know the Flophouse crew. And just to stay on topic tonight, I asked the boys to describe what their favorite pizza might look like. So I'm going to review the answers, and then we can make fun of each other relentlessly. So let's jump into it. Pizza number one. One of us said they like sourdough crust and pesto. Well done.
Wow. That's a sophisticated palate there.
That's got to be Dustin or Rich.
I'm going to guess
like Tony.
I'm going to say Dusty.
I'm going to guess. I'm going to guess Dusty. He's the gourmet. It's either Dusty or Rich. I agree.
Yeah, I think Jimmy and Tony, you're on the right path there. That was me.
Nice.
Pesto pizza.
Highbrow.
Marco's in Flagstaff had the best. It was all their pizzas were sourdough crust, but then they had a pesto one, which was friggin' amazing. So next up, hand-tossed crust pepperoni pizza.
Ryan.
That's it. Ryan.
I'm wondering if that flopper likes vanilla ice cream too. I'm guessing this is straight vanilla. Okay, keeping it traditional. I'm gonna go with Ryan. Just a straight pepperoni guy.
Yeah, straight up.
You guys are on the mark there, Ryan.
I'm just a purist, man. Don't give me all that fancy chicken stuff on there and all kinds of peppers and that kind of thing. You know, I just want my pepperoni and cheese, and I'm happy.
Yep. All right, Ryan.
Yeah. When I was replying to the email, I thought I would almost put money on it that Ryan's going to say pepperoni, and that's it.
Why do you guys think that?
Do you like peanut butter and jelly, Ryan?
Yeah.
Okay. Just curious.
What are you guys calling me, like, Mr. Plain Jane? Plain Jane.
Do you like mashed potatoes, no gravy?
No, I like gravy on my mashed potatoes.
But Ryan, you already said that your wife said your palate is not very sophisticated.
It's that's like right. Okay,
chicken
that's
dinos.
Dino nuggets.
Yeah. I really don't like anything with my French fries either. I like them straight up. But if they're bad, then I'll put fry sauce on them and ketchup or whatever. But if they're just done right, straight up fries.
Right on.
Nice. Yeah.
Do you guys like do mayo meat with your fries?
Mayo and ketchup. That's fry sauce right there.
Okay.
Not just mayo, no. Huh?
He likes a chicken breast with a little bit of salt, nothing else.
Yeah.
Did you put olive oil on my chicken breast? I could taste it. I do not like that.
You know, sometimes I mix it up and we talked about this on a podcast before, but I do put pepper in my ketchup. That's a Tony thing. I think it was a Cherie thing, but
spice it up.
Yeah. Did that start with you, Tony? Pepper in the ketchup?
I doubt it. No, you're right on track there. Yeah.
I just remember sitting at Burger King, big old wad of ketchup. Yeah, pepper and then mixing it.
I would do that too.
Yeah,
I don't know
where it came from, but we all did it.
She got me down a trail of a lot of different things, but that's one of them. Yeah.
Why did Ty too? Yeah, Ty's big on that.
Man,
crazy
good stuff. Spice it up a little bit, right? Yeah. Now they make them. You go to certain, like, there's this famous Dave's barbecue place, and they actually at the table there's all these different spicy type of ketchups.
You like it, the pepper?
Yeah, I like it.
What? All right. Three fancy pizzas left to talk about here. Okay, next one up. Thin crust traditional pizza, cheese, pepperoni, mushroom, sausage, jalapeno, and pineapple.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's Tony. Come on, right monstrosity. There. Wait, did Tony already pick Tony? No.
No, that's just me.
Tony. Yeah, that's Tony.
Tony.
I'm going to vote Tony too. Right, Tony?
You guys are good. Yeah. So here's the deal. I can do without a few of the ingredients, but there is a method to my madness. The reason I add a few of the ones that I know that 90% of the people don't like on their pizza is I don't have to share. I don't have to share.
Yeah. You know? That never stopped us from sharing your pizza.
You're right. Then usually it just gets picked off, but I'm just like, you know, at least when I'm around, everybody's like, I'll eat that one first. So I know that, you know, if I'm watching a game or whatever, there'll be a couple slices left when I go back. Right. It's a method to it.
Tony, yeah. In our business meeting the other night, you had all of us, our mouths watering. You're sitting there eating pizza and bringing across the whole table. And we're just like, oh.
That was a buffalo chicken pizza drizzled with a little ranch sauce.
Oh, dang.
Nice. Yeah, nice. It's pretty good.
That's good stuff.
If I could have reached through and gave you guys some, I would have definitely shared.
I know you would have, but
I would have.
We just had to watch you.
I was in a sharing mood that night.
All right, two fancy pizzas left. We got Dusty and Jimmy still on the board.
All right,
I'll go through both of them. First one, thin crust red sauce, mozzarella, artichoke hearts, sausage, and green chilies.
That's tough.
All right, second one is thin crust garlic olive oil sauce with mozzarella, prosciutto, arugula, Parmesan, balsamic glaze.
That's dusty. Ooh, God. Sorry,
both dusty. Of those are really good, man. I like the artichoke heart on one of them, and I do like the arugula with a little bit of that balsamic drizzle. Ooh,
yeah.
God, you guys are making me hungry.
Yeah. Now you're just getting out of the pizza realm. You're into more like fancy. Go take me to Italy kind of thing. It's.
There's a guy who only likes pepperoni. Okay.
It's too fancy, you guys.
You're moving out of the pizza category. You're going into something special.
So I'm going to guess Dusty with the arugula, balsamic drizzle, and Jimmy with the artichoke hearts.
Yeah, that's me too. Oh, the other way around, Jim, Richie?
We all agreeing on that?
Yeah. I'm agreeing on that.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, I am too. We got it nailed.
Let's see.
Perfect.
Artichoke hearts and green chilies.
Yeah.
Oh my God, dude.
That doesn't sound good.
It is. I've had it.
Yeah.
It's lift delicious. The artichoke hearts, and I'm all about that.
Yeah.
No thank you on that.
Yeah.
Are the artichoke hearts pickled on the ones you do?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Jimmy, I think I'd get a little grumpy if you put artichoke on my pizza. I'm like, Jimmy. What are you doing?
The only time that I ever got grumpy about pizza is I worked at a hospital. I worked the midnight shift. And, of course, they had the pizza party during the day. And whatever's left over, give the night, guys. So we go back there. There's two full pizzas with anchovies on them.
Oh, dang. No.
And I'm like, so. I can't eat it. Mm-hmm. You can't even pick it off because the whole pizza is ruined by the taste of fish. It's horrible. Like that.
I mean, it's not something I would order, but I would definitely eat it. Yeah. I've ate some suspect things in my life, though, too.
I would take those anchovies, throw them on a hook, and catch some striper.
It's that fishy smell.
Dustin, you putting that prosciutto and arugula on it? What the hell is that?
Come on, Bill.
Have you had it? It's good.
Yeah.
It sounds good.
Delicious.
It sounds good. Well, thanks, guys. You did good. That was good to know the Flophouse crew. I'm going to hand it back over to Ryan.
Okay. I think it's time for, time for the mailbag. I'm going to hand it right back to you, Richie. There we go.
Time for the mailbag.
Richie, you try to hold out on us on the music. I don't know why, but we'll talk after.
Okay. Larry T at Gmail writes, love the show, boys. I was told Ryan has the ability to levitate metal objects with his mind. Then we found out he was just had an ongoing case of mono. So I don't understand that, Ryan. You want to elaborate at all?
I have no idea.
Didn't you have mono in back in the day one time, Ryan?
Probably all of us did.
Is that a kissing disease?
Yeah, kissing. Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, all the girls knew Ryan by his long, slow, romantic kissing sessions. So
it's making stuff.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah. I don't know what that means.
Yeah. Sexy guy, Ryan.
Levitating metal objects.
Yeah.
Mono.
But maybe it's just mono. Next up, Benjamin Dover at Yahoo writes, you guys went from looking like Crowded House to looking like a dirty outhouse.
Wait, what was his name?
Benjamin.
Benjamin. Okay. Benjamin.
Dover.
Dover. Oh, gosh, stop.
But the email names are so creative. I really look forward to the mailbag to see what the listeners' creative email addresses are. I love it.
That was kind of a this and that.
Yeah. Yes,
we were Crowded House, and now we're dirty outhouse.
Yeah,
this
or that.
We'll hold on for the next one. At Chris Bale at Instagram says, Tony looks like he rubs one out to American Psycho.
What's the guy's name?
Chris Bale.
I've probably rubbed one out to just Chris about Bale. Everything. Chris Bale.
I don't know any Chris Bales, but okay. Next up, Shefferson Airplane at Gmail writes, Dustin seems like he's the type of guy whose entire Instagram story is selfies with food and big gulp commemorative cups.
Nothing wrong with selfies with food, Dusty.
Can we put up your IG account, Dust, here on the...
Yeah. Well, where do you get a big gulp in this town, though? That's a 7-Eleven thing.
Yeah.
True.
Oh.
100%.
Nice. You save the cups from other places you go, though.
Beer glasses.
Nice. NC State Rules at Yahoo said, one time I saw Jimmy driving in his Subaru in the carpool lane. He was yelling at a Tickle Me Elmo doll in the passenger seat. Jimmy, you don't even own a Subaru, do you?
No. It must have been somebody else. I own an Elmo doll, though.
Oh.
I don't know why I was picturing that in my head, but Jimmy just screaming at Tickle Me Elmo. All right.
Well, he's in the carpool lane, so smoke him if you got him on Snap writes, Richie's voice cracks sound like a chihuahua fart through a kazoo.
Wow.
Okay.
That's creative. You gotta try that next time, Rich. Do our name that tune.
Name that tune.
Kazoo from the other end.
Yeah. Thank you, Smoke'em. Honkers at Yahoo says, love the show. I imagine Jimmy's nose hair is so long, every time he sneezes, it looks like a party favor. Yeah. Nice. Next up, E2 Brute on Instagram writes, Ryan's favorite cologne scent is a mix of sweet pineapple, Cheerios, and WD-40.
I don't say it doesn't sound that bad.
What's it called, Ryan?
Yeah, that's I don't know. Sorry. My usual quick-wittedness is just a little dampened right now. Apologize.
Nice. Scared Straight at Instagram writes, I'm a big fan, would love to meet you guys in person, but the more I see Jimmy, the more I think it definitely needs to be in a public space in the daylight.
What? I didn't even miss the podcast. I'm here. Wow.
You're putting a weird vibe out there, I guess, Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Guess so.
Sorry about that. Big Time Snuggles at Yahoo wrote in and said, to give himself a little pick-me-up, Dustin rereads his love notes he got in high school, and then he's ready to tackle the day.
does. Yeah. If you hold on to them things.
I might have a few.
When he says a few, he means every one of them.
Attaboy, Dust.
Nice. Just a couple more here. Offensive feedback at 19 or offensive feedback 1986 at Yahoo writes, hey guys, listen to your podcast every Monday morning. And every time I hear Tony, it reminds me of a throw up burp. Too little to spit out, but too acidic to swallow.
Wow. I've been told that before. Pineapple taste, actually, I've got a few times. Tastes kind of pineapple-y.
And the last of the mailbag here, Fakies at Gmail writes, Rich is a Timu version of Bruce Willis. So, thank you. That's not bad. Oh. As long as I'm that Bruce Willis frame, that's okay.
Not the Alzheimer's Bruce Willis. The
right.
Diehard one.
Yeah, the diehard, the early one.
Yeah.
Early Bruce. Oh. The moonlighting Bruce.
There you go.
Wait, does he have Alzheimer's?
Not Alzheimer's. I think it's something else. Guys, that was it for the mailbag. Any others you guys have you want to share? We good?
No, I think we're good.
All right.
Wrap this bad boy up.
Yeah, let's do it. Thank you for all the great feedback. Continue to email us at hello@the80sflophousepodcast.com. Appreciate you listening in. Please subscribe and download our episodes, and we will see you on the flop side.
Thanks, y'all. Flophouse Podcast.